Hi. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Erica Jayne has recently filed for divorce in her 21-year marriage to attorney Tom Girardi. You may know Girardi as a very well-known trial attorney who was involved in the Erin Brockovich case in the 1990s. That's the case where a California utility company had to pay over $300 million in damages. Mr. Girardi, who in the past has bragged about having $50 million in cash and millions of dollars worth of assets, recently stated that he only has a few thousand dollars left. The couple does not have a prenuptial agreement, and Erica Jayne is asking for spousal maintenance and some of the marital assets. Ms. Jayne filed for divorce on the basis of irreconcilable differences. That means that there's been an irretrievable breakdown in their marital relationship. But some people are alleging that this divorce is really about a fraud of trying to hide money and assets because of all these lawsuits pending against Mr. Girardi. So people are wondering, can a judge deny a divorce on the basis of suspected fraud? And the answer is yes. Divorces are part of state law throughout the whole United States. And a state court judge can say, I'm not going to accept this divorce because I suspect there's fraud going on. In fact, this recently happened here in Minnesota. Last month, a judge in Stillwater, Minnesota, that's Washington County, rejected the divorce between Derek Chauvin, that's the ex-Minneapolis police officer who is accused of killing George Floyd, and his wife. That judge suspected that the divorce was really about protecting assets and money and not about an irreconcilable breakdown in the marriage. So, in this case with Erica Jayne and Tom Girardi in California, let's see what happens when they face a judge and whether the judge accepts their divorce or rejects it on the basis that there's a fraud going on and they're just trying to protect money from other lawsuits.